With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. In a speech at a Faith and Freedom Coalition conference, former President Trump expressed support for Louisiana's new law that requires the Ten Commandments be displayed in public schools, which is generating objections from leftist groups.
Who likes the Ten Commandments, by the way, going up in the schools? They think it's such a bad thing. I said, has anyone read the Thou Shalt Not Steal? Thou shalt. I mean, has anybody read this incredible stuff? It's just incredible. They don't want it to go up.
Also at SRNnews.com, details are being finalized for Thursday's presidential debate in Atlanta.
In the earliest general election debate in the modern era, Joe Biden and Donald Trump will face each other for 90 minutes in a CNN TV studio with no audience. Late last week, a coin flip determined that the president would stand at the podium to the viewer's right, while the former president would deliver the final closing statement. One of the new ground rules in this debate is that each candidate's microphone will be muted except when it's his turn to speak. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The two men charged in the murder of a 12-year-old Texas girl are both illegal immigrants. According to ICE, both men are from Venezuela. They're living illegally in Houston. Police say they strangled the 12-year-old girl. She was found dead in a creek on Thursday. Men are in jail on $1 million bond. A Las Vegas jury convicts five men for running Jetflix, an illegal streaming service with more content than Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon combined. The Department of Justice said the group began the service as early as 2007 by finding illegal copies of content online and then saving it to Jetflix servers. They made millions of dollars streaming the content to tens of thousands of paid subscribers. This is SRN News. Evangelists in the United Kingdom are finding great difficulty with their mission.
According to a poll from Voice for Justice UK, 56% of Christians say they've been met with hostility and ridicule when sharing their faith. It's worse for young believers who report getting negative feedback 61% of the time. The report concludes that the United Kingdom now presents, quote, some of the highest levels of intolerance and discrimination against Christians in Europe, despite its long history as a bastion of the faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A pro-life group in South Dakota files a lawsuit to block an abortion measure from the November ballot. Life Defense Fund is seeking to disqualify or invalidate the initiative, which would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. Life Defense Fund accuses the group Dakotans for Health of failing to file a required affidavit for petition circulators' residency, and the petitioners didn't always provide other information. This is SRN News. Montanans are having quite the issue with water.
Two-century-old steel pipes that help convey water from a river on the Blackfeet Indian Reservation to a river that helps irrigate northern Montana cropland have failed. It caused local flooding and raised concerns about the availability of drinking water for at least 14,000 people. The first pipe split this week. Washouts destabilized a parallel pipe, which failed the same day. Workers closed the headgates that diverted the St. Mary River water into a 9-mile-long canal. The economic fallout will depend on how long it takes crews to restore the flow of water. John Scott reporting.
A South Carolina judge approves a $1.3 million partial settlement in the case of a bride who was killed by a drunk driver just hours after getting married. Jamie Lee Komorski rammed her rental car into a golf cart carrying Samantha Miller and her new husband. Miller was killed. More details at SRNnews.com.